It is time to do a little road trip, and first time to do it, actually, to start this new year, 2024. Let's make a resolution.
On the road again.
That we're going to get on the road again.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And when we do, we're going to be a little more active.
My love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Guys, that could be making music with your friends, but maybe that's not even as active as we want people to be. Mark Wade, Bob Grove. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How was your holiday?
Wonderful. Thank you. And yours?
You know, I survived. Here I am to begin a new year, so I guess it was okay. Bob Grove is also here with us. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
I love this list you guys have put together. People make a lot of resolutions this time of year. It usually centers around money or weight. And you actually can save money with some of these ideas. And if you actually follow some of these guidelines, you could lose some weight because you're going to be outside being a little more active. And Mark, for you, and I know for Bob too, but for Mark or for you, it's getting out and doing wildlife watching and actually doing some photography, which I'll admit is kind of a favorite passion or following of mine, just to see where you've been.
Well, you know, you got to find a reason to get outside, and especially in the wintertime, right? In the northern higher elevations of Utah, you've got to find excuses. So you go skiing or you find some winter sport to do that's outdoors. But particularly, we love to get out and just walk around and spot wildlife because it keeps you moving. These birds and animals are not going to stay close by if they see you, so you got to be careful. You got to do some crawling on your hands and knees every once in a while, but it's all good exercise, right? We could do better than going to the gym.
Yeah. Do you have favorite places to do it? I mean, if you're going to do birds, I would say Farmington Bay, those areas are probably the best, and you might get some good shots of bald eagles this time of year.
That's a perfect place to go, and there are some other places like San Pete County, San Pete Valley, and Hardware Ranch, if you're going to see some big animals like elk in the wintertime, that's a great place for that. And Bob and I love, we've been to the Snow Goose Festival that's in Miller County in February. That's coming up as well.
Yeah. Here's what I love about Hardware Ranch. You don't need a big fancy camera to get great shots because they're going to be right there by you.
Right there. They're going to take you in a nice sleigh ride all around, and you'll see there's about 500 elk right there.
Yeah. Mark mentioned skiing, Bob, and Mother Nature hasn't been too kind in that regard, but I think we're going to change that pattern this weekend. At least that's the forecast, and by Wednesday of next week, we could have, at least here in the north, maybe 4 feet of new snow.
Yeah, this is a big system that's moving through. We've been having rain here in the south for the last couple of days, and so, of course, that rain is snow in the higher elevations, and it's moving that way. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a nice system to give us a good jump start.
Yeah. Mark, real quick, snowmobiling also makes this list. Believe it or not, Navi's never been on a snowmobile.
Well, snowmobiling and off-roading, and, you know, with snowmobiling, sometimes the only real exercise you get is just controlling that machine or having to pull it out of deep snow, right? But
yeah.
But there's some great places around the state of Utah to do this. We like Bear Lake, any of the mountains around this area, but Bryan Head and Duck Creek's a great place. And if you've got a UTV and you want to get out in the wintertime, sometimes the San Rafael Swell or Southern Utah is a good place to go.
And by the way, you don't have to own one. There's plenty of places to rent, and actually would be a suggestion of ours, always is, not to go through that expense when you're only going to use it a few months out of the year. Ice fishing is not for everyone, Bob, but if you're dressed right, it really can be a great day.
Hey, you know, I thought Navi taught you about bad weather.
Yeah. No such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes.
That's right. But the ice fishing is coming in really quickly. I think Strawberry Bay Marina is getting something going here soon. And, of course, Panguitch Lake here to the south is one of the best fisheries for ice fishing in the state. And then Strawberry Reservoir, without saying, is premier. Then, you know, if you want to go out of state, Hebgen Lake up in Montana near West Yellowstone, between Island Park and West Yellowstone, another fantastic ice fishing fishery. In fact, they've got a big ice fishing tournament coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
If you want to chase fish, go to the Cisco Run at Bear Lake.
There you go. And that's more about the atmosphere and the fun than it is the fishing. And
then,
you know, hiking just dovetails with that photography, Mark, and there's plenty of places to get out and enjoy. Are we still? Oh, sorry.
24.
There you are. I didn't hear you there. Go ahead.
I say anywhere is a great place in Utah for hiking and photography, so just get outside. It's 2024, baby.
Yeah, 2024. Happy New Year, guys. Look forward to these same visits week in and week out throughout the year. Thanks for your time today. We got to take a break. When we come back after a news update, we'll take you up to Park City. Navi goes hunting for boots, but boy, there's a lot to learn about getting the right boot for your best day on the mountain. So stay with us.